6:15 Seattle's morning news.
You guys don't have to stand up for this. You realize that, right? Okay.
Yeah, that's the British national anthem.
That's it.
Do they still sing that in schools? My Country, 'Tis of Thee?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, I think if you're in choir.
It was years before I realized we just ripped it off from the bridge.
Those melodies, sure, right? Melodies are very portable in those days.
All right. That's Felix Bonnell, of course. We're talking place names, geographical features. Mount Baker, Mount Rainier, Puget Sound, all named by one man, Captain George Vancouver, when he explored the Northwest back in 1792. And this weekend, in a tiny village near London, Captain Vancouver will be commemorated, as he is every year, at the centuries-old churchyard where he was buried more than 225 years ago. Good morning, Felix.
Morning, Dave. Yeah, and we've talked about Captain Vancouver many times in the past on these segments. You know, he was very young when he led an expedition to the northwest coast of North America, as they called it in those days. He was just 34 years old. In April 1792, he sailed right past the mouth of that big river south of here. You might know it as the Columbia. Missing the Columbia had long-lasting political ramifications. Some say it led the U.S. to eventually take possession of what's now Washington, Oregon, and California. So it could have been a very different map, and we might be speaking English here on Cairo News Radio. That's a joke, by the way. Anyway, so Vancouver did sail through the Strait of Juan de Fuca into Puget Sound and spent most of May 1792 surveying these waters and placing names we still use today. He returned to England to work on his charts and the narrative of the expedition, which his brother had to complete, because George Vancouver was just 40 when he died in the spring of 1798. Now, Captain Vancouver is buried at St. Peter's Church in Petersham. I visited myself a few months ago. It's a lovely spot west of London, just a short bus ride from Kew Gardens, where I abandoned the rest of my family, to the outskirts of a place called Richmond, which is right along the Thames River. Now, Jean Alsop is church historian for St. Peter's, and there's a lot of history to talk about there.
The churchyard goes all the way back for many, many centuries. The earliest grave that we have on record there is dated the 1700s, but we have three layers of burials there. So it's very, very old. I think the initial impact that most people get is that of peace. It is just so tranquil. A lot of people choose to go and just sit on some of the benches and just, you know, just enjoy the peace and quiet, really.
Yeah, there aren't big billboards or neon signs. It took me a while to find the grave. Honestly, I was on the complete wrong side of the highway. I marched around, wasted a lot of time. But anyway, why would Captain Vancouver be buried at St. Peter's Church in Petersham? Jean Alsop told me that when Vancouver returned to England in September 1795, he was terminally ill. What he was suffering from is a bit of a mystery. It probably was tuberculosis, is what most people think. As for why he's buried in Petersham, the Royal Navy apparently billeted him there. That's, you know, assigned him living quarters in that nearby town of Richmond at a famous pub called the Star and Garter so that he could have a place to finish his work.
At some point, he moved from there down into Petersham village, and he was a very ill man, and his two brothers, Charles and John Vancouver, were staying with him and looking after him. And, you know, he died there, really, and that's why he's in our parish church.
You know, Petersham's nowhere near where Vancouver was born. Home for him is a place called King's Lynn, which is in Norfolk, about 120 miles away from Petersham. Jean Alsop says Vancouver's family was always connected to the sea, but they were relative newcomers to England.
His father was the customs collector at King's Lynn, which was a big seaport in those days. And in the case of the Vancouver family, they came over. They were all engineers, and they came over to help drain the Fenlands, which were very, very swampy, and to make them good arable farming land.
Yeah, they were actually from Holland, so they were Dutch and only been in the UK for about 100 years. Now, so this Sunday, May 12th, is the annual event commemorating Captain Vancouver in Petersham. It's the 226th anniversary of his burial, which actually took place on May 10th, 1798. Now, the current event goes back to the end of World War II as a thank you to Canada for financial support to repair war damage to St. Peter's Church. More than 100 people typically turn out, including some very special VIPs.
We will have the local mayor attending with the councillors. We have some of the descendants of Captain Vancouver's brother attending from Holland. They come every year. The naval attaché from the Canadian High Commission always attends, and he will be laying a wreath on the grave on behalf of Canada.
So it's really sweet. The sweetest thing about this is that the city of Vancouver, BC, actually provides annual financial support for the maintenance and upkeep of Captain Vancouver's grave, and they've done that for more than 50 years. Now, I did some typically hard-hitting investigative journalism north of the border here, got in touch with the city government there, and found out just how much support they provide. for the most recent year. That was April 15th, 2024.
$120.
Close. They sent the equivalent of $378 US dollars. But you know, it's the grave is very simple. It's in a simple churchyard. It doesn't really need a lot. I guess they do major restoration every 50 or 60 years or so. But in terms of the annual maintenance, that's pretty good for mowing the grass and everything.
Do we know if this Captain Vancouver is a problematic figure in history, or are we okay with this?
Anyone who came to the Northwest as a non-native is problematic.
Okay.
In the 1700s, 1800s, 1900s, part of the most recent years too. I mean, it's native land here. We haven't quite reconciled and figured that out. Vancouver doesn't have the reputation of being a tyrant or anything like that, but, you know, he was doing what he was supposed to do.
Got it.
Now, I really got to hand it to St. Peter's Church in Petersham. They're terrific stewards of this important historical figure. As church historian Gene Alsop told me, you know, it's a complete accident that they have him there, but they're very proud of him. Now, in wrapping up, I had to ask Gene a very American question. You know, is this annual event for Captain George Vancouver on Sunday a big deal?
It is for a little parish church. we're not St. Paul's Cathedral. But, you know, for a little parish church like ours, yes, it is.
Yeah, so get off on the bus and go to the right-hand side of the road.
If you
don't go to the left side and spend 40 minutes wandering all these dead-end streets and on these parks and stuff. It's right near the highway. There's a little handmade sign on the churchyard fence that says, "This way to Captain Vancouver's grave." I missed the sign. I found it on my own.
Did you drop a Google pin on the map so others can find it too?
I didn't even look. I didn't have cell service in England. I just was looking for. I couldn't find Wi-Fi. I went on the cheap. So anyway, but he's an important figure, and the grave is a really magical little place. I want to thank my friend John Tremaine for going there 4 or 5 years ago and inspiring me to go myself. So anyway, it's definitely worth checking out if you care about history.
Yeah, and you know, in a few years, there's probably going to be even more intense pressure to change back some of these names. Where do you stand on that?
I think Mount Rainier, the name will change. I think they'll change it to Tahoma eventually, probably in our lifetimes. And I don't think that's a bad thing, because it keeps the conversation alive, because history's never finished. It's a dialogue.
Yeah. And the idea, I still think it's amazing that these guys who sailed in thinking it was an empty country could just say, I'm naming this after myself.
Yeah. I'm not surprised at all.
And it sticks.
Surprised.
I'm just surprised that it sticks somehow, and I'm really curious as to how that process happens, that everybody decides, oh, we don't even know who this guy is, but this is where we are.
Yeah, and with the English language, there's certain poetry to names like Rainier and Baker and Puget. I mean, it's sort
I
of...
I suppose, it now rolls, that it's so familiar, but...
Yeah, no, it's a terrific debate to keep having continually.
Who would be in charge of changing it to Tahoma?
The U.S. Board of Geographic Names, and the Puyallup tribe is actually engaged in a years-long process to create consensus around the indigenous community about what they would like it renamed. So I do think in our lifetimes we'll see a change like that. And it'll be like Denali up in Alaska, but a bigger deal, certainly.
Interesting. Right.
Felix Bonnell, all his features are available anytime at MyNorthwest.com.